Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Opened our eyes. We in our weakness believed we were strong. He became helpless to show we were wrong. So we follow God's own fool, for only the foolish can tell. Believe the unbelievable, come be a fool as well. Thought we were wise. He played the fool and he opened our eyes. We in our weakness believed we were strong. He became helpless to show we were wrong. So we follow God's own fool, for only the foolish can tell. Believe the unbelievable, come be a fool as well. So we follow God's own fool, for only the foolish can tell. Believe the unbelievable, come be a fool as well.
The most awful time in history that the world has ever experienced is on the horizon and is being ignored by most of the preachers and the religious organizations. It is called the Great Tribulation. We know that the Lord God
in his word predicted that at the end of dispensation of time, there's going to be a terrible destruction upon the planet. He will pour out his wrath upon the unbelievers and the God-haters. And the Bible teaches us that the seven-year period of Jewish history has yet to be fulfilled. Can you imagine the Bible declaring the history of the Jews before it even starts to begin? Well, those 7 years are on the horizon, they will be fulfilled. We believe the Word of God when it teaches us on what will happen. The Bible teaches us that the sorrows of Jacob, it's a time of Jacob's problems or sorrows. It's going to be so horrific that this world has never seen anything like it and never will ever see anything like it again. So we the Christians need to understand that this time is for the bringing in of the Jews. When the rapture happens, then the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. That's when our work is finished. The one holding him back will hold back, and then he'll be taken out of the way. Then God will start dealing with this planet. The one holding back is the Holy Spirit, which is indwelt by the believers. So we are going to see incredible things happen during the tribulation. But the Church of Jesus Christ will be watching from the portals of glory, because the Bible teaches us in Luke chapter 21 in verse 36, "Watch you therefore and pray always that you're accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." So we the children of God should be ready. How do we get ready? We become born again by the Spirit of the living God. So today I will teach on how things will come to pass. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth. I'll help them to see what is on the horizon. Open their hearts and their minds so that they will hear and see and understand the way of salvation. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. The disciples of Jesus would ask the Lord when the end time will come and when the gathering of God's people will come to a climax. And the Lord Jesus Christ explained to them in Matthew chapter 24, in Luke chapter 21, and in Mark chapter 13 of the incredible things that are going to come to pass before the Lord Jesus Christ will come back to set things straight. We have to remember that we have to fulfill the dispensation of time. God has allotted a time. And at the end of the tribulation, the Bible teaches the stars will fall from heaven, the moon shall not give her light, and then the Lord himself with his bride, with his church, will descend out of heaven and will come to this earth to set things straight, where he will take the government upon his shoulders. That's when the millennial period will start. It's going to be 1,000 years of peace on this planet. Then all the world will see the majestic heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be joy and peace, tranquility, prosperity for the 1,000 years that we're going to be here. But before this comes to pass, we have to see the tribulation, and we have to see the gospel being preached to all the ends of the earth. And that's what the church is doing now, preaching the everlasting gospel. And the everlasting gospel is coming to know the Lord, accepting him by faith, and becoming born again through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with religion. In Luke chapter 21 in verse 25, it tells us, "And there shall be signs in the moon and in the sun and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexities, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear for looking at the things that are coming on the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." So the Bible teaches us what we can expect to see before His coming. And we are already starting to see these things. Men's hearts are failing them for fear. The powers of heaven are being shaken. The climate change, the what they call global warming. The people are so confused. Once it's global warming, then it's global cooling, then it's climate change. Nobody can predict the weather anymore. And this is what God has predicted. And He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, that's just at the beginning, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Because at the beginning of these terrible tribulations, at the beginning of these violent situations that are going to come upon this earth, the Lord will take us unto Himself. Who is He going to take? These are the ones that have turned to Him and have washed their clothes white in the blood of the Lamb. This is what the Bible teaches us here. Look at how it's going to happen in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." So here is how it's going to work. It's going to happen in a split second. He says, "I show you a mystery. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed." Talking about the born again believer. It tells us the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. That happened once before. At the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the graves were open and the people came out and went into Jerusalem and talked to the people. And I believe this is exactly what this scripture is teaching us here. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. We will not disappear. It says we will be changed. We may be here for a while on this earth to preach the gospel, to tell people about Jesus, just like the people who rose from the dead when Jesus rose from the grave. They walked into Jerusalem. They told people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe this is going to happen just before the rapture. The Bible teaches us the dead in Christ will rise. We which are alive and remain shall be changed, and we will have quite a ministry here on this earth. How long will that last? I believe the Lord Jesus Christ gives us an idea. He was here for 40 days. We may be here for that long, maybe shorter. And then the Lord will take us unto Himself in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. When we study these scriptures, it clearly takes care of the problems where we see movies of planes falling from the sky, of cars and trucks crashing together. When a person is changed, he's not just going to jump out of his car, because like the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, he could eat, he could drink, he could touch, he could go through walls. People will be able to stop their vehicles. They will be able to lend their planes so that people are not going to get killed. Because the Lord God is willing that none perish. He doesn't want to kill anybody without him having a chance to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And during the hour of the tribulation, the Bible teaches us many, many will turn to God. But they will have to pay for that with their lives. So we need to get ready now. Jesus is calling us. The signs of the times are all around us. He's calling us to come unto him. And he's telling us, my burden is easy. It's easy to follow me if you'll only dare. So the Lord wants us to understand these things. We are his purchased possession, and he will keep us from the evil. And then the question is, what will happen? We've been changed. The dead in Christ have risen. How long will we be here? Maybe 40 days, maybe less, but we'll be able to communicate the word of the Lord to those that are around us. And then something will happen that'll really put a change in the whole world system. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. What a great comfort that is. I know for a fact there are preachers out there who teach that we're going to go into the tribulation, that we're all going to lose our heads. The Antichrist will take our heads as we proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible teaches us we should comfort one another with these words. How can I comfort you when I tell you that the Lord is going to allow you to go into the tribulation and then your head is going to be cut off? No, the Bible teaches us here to comfort one another with the fact that we're going to be changed, and then we'll be going to be caught up together with them in the clouds. Who's them? Jesus and those who are has risen from the dead. And thus shall we meet the Lord, and we shall ever be with them. This is the comfort wherewith that 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in verse 15 teaches us to comfort one another. The Bible teaches us that we're supposed to comfort one another and not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially as you see the day approaching. And for those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to give your life and heart to him. For once you pass from this life, it's going to be too late. For the Lord is willing that none perish. And if you give your heart to him, then you are his for eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes into a person's heart, you then become a new creature. And then you become a purchased possession which belongs to the Lord God. So open your heart to him today. Give him your life and heart, and you will become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Wonderful, merciful Savior. precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Healer, Spirit.
Over the last 20 years, we had many predictions on what date the Lord will come back for his bride. And these days have come and gone, and the people who then predict these times have to just simply find another excuse. The Bible is very clear that the day and the hour knoweth no man, when the Lord Jesus Christ will come for his bride. So that is a secret that only the Father knows. The Bible teaches us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in verse 1, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourself perfectly know that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." So here it teaches us very clearly it'll happen very quickly. Just like a thief when he breaks into a house, nobody expects it. And that's when Jesus will come back. But there's something that has me intrigued here. The Bible teaches us they shall say peace and safety. When we look at the agenda of the American government right now, their idea and plan is to make peace all over the world. They're working towards it, and I will be reporting on that in later programs. But could it be that the Lord will send relative peace and safety before the great tribulation? I believe that could happen. And the Bible also teaches that there's going to be a great harvest just before the tribulation, which is called the latter rain. So we will keep our eyes on that. The peace and safety that people are striving for could now come to fruition for a short time, because everyone on the planet wants peace and safety, and it seems like the governments of this world are getting together to promote peace and safety, but they also want a one world government. So we'll see how that will turn out. It is very interesting to study these things. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." Here again, the Bible teaches us that we need to put on the breastplate. We should put on the armor that God has for us. That means the helmet of salvation. We should know that we're born again by the Spirit of God. The breastplate of faith. Faith in what the Word of God speaks on these issues. For the Bible teaches us here that God has not appointed us to wrath. And the wrath will be poured out upon this planet for 7 years. But God has not appointed us to that time, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to tell us, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another." So this is what God wants us to do, to comfort each other, to edify one another, so that we will not become confused. The Bible teaches us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as you see the day approaching. Study the word together, because God will give certain people different revelation, and you can put them together and seek out what God has in store for us. He's telling us to comfort one another and edify one another with these revelations and with the Word of God. So we need to open our hearts to these incredible truths. For Jesus our Lord is soon coming back. He says, "When you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh." And for those of you who are listening to these programs, our church programs are now on YouTube. All you have to do is punch in or click into Reaching Out Ministries on YouTube, and you will get the church services there. The church services are focusing on assurance of salvation, and of course the way of salvation, and the end times. So listen to them, see what you can learn. God wants to open your heart to the truth of what the Word of God teaches. So let the Lord open your heart to these interesting studies and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.